I have liberty. You know, he's saying, I have liberty. I've seen the Lord. I mean, I'm like the other apostles. I'm an apostle. I have liberty. I have seen the Lord. Aren't you my work in the Lord? Meaning, I've worked on you, Corinthians. If I'm an apostle to other people, doubtless, or actually, whatever, it's an emphatic word, I'm surely one to you, you know. Meaning, if I'm any kind of apostle, I'm your apostle. You know, if anyone else could call him an apostle, what he's saying is, I did more works of an apostle towards you than other places. This is sort of rhetorical. You are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. You know, that's how I think important he viewed the work that he had done among them. That was sort of like his ability to whatever work he had done in them set the seal to what God had chosen Paul to do. Now, everything and everyone who serves God is defined by the works they do. The works define what you are in God. And as I said before, you know, we do not do works to impress God to gain his favor. It is because we have his favor, which is his grace, and his faith which he has given us, that we are able to do works. And works are as much a part of our salvation as anything. In fact, faith without works is dead. Most of the time, people say, oh, all you got to do is have faith. And they not realizing that that also is a work. Especially the way they teach it. Because I teach the faith as a gift. They teach the faith as something that you have to muster up within yourself to give back to God. You got to choose to love God. Well, that's a work then. And salvation is by works then. Because God will not save you without you doing something. You got to make the move. He just kind of lays it out there. You got to take it. The way I look at salvation, the way the scriptures teach salvation, is that God takes hold of you. I just say that in the midst of that because the works that an apostle does define what manner of apostle he is. And so he's saying, you are defining of me. You are the seal of my apostleship. You know, seal is what you put, you know, it would be like a, you know, like someone would have a ring and they would seal the letter and it would be like, you know, it's like that was the thing put upon that. Like, I think like if you affix your seal to something, it's to show that it's genuine, you know, the genuine article. And they were like a seal on him showing what he was. And so his answer to them, you know, there are people questioning him as what he's doing right, you know. Again, the apostles always had lots of resistance. You think about how the way they resisted the apostles who wrote the scriptures. You think about how they're going to resist this gospel. And it's already resisted. I know because everywhere I try to tell it to someone, for the most part, it's not very well received. Or it's hard for them to receive it. Have we not power to eat and drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister and a wife as well as other apostles? Yeah, I mean, he saw if a man won't work, neither should he eat, right? Those are people who were literally doing nothing. Apostles labor. And those who truly labor in the gospel are working at something. You know, I mean, people value the labor that lawyers do. You know, and what is a minister? But a bit, you know, well, there are different kinds of ministers. But, I mean, what is a preacher of the gospel but someone who is skilled in this law, this word, and in the oration of it? Now, again, for the skills you provide and for the services you provide, you are worthy of your hire. But someone who's just a do-nothing. Because what it was is Paul, I'm thinking back in Thessalonians, where there were people who would become lazy and did nothing. They were just lounging about, living off of other people's means and kind of waiting for the kingdom to just appear. And we have to labor. Okay? Whenever I'm not laboring the gospel, I try to labor with my hands. A lot of times, maybe it's something I don't even get paid for. You know, maybe it's just trying to improve things around my property. Because Lord knows it needs improving. Maybe it's just doing a little work here, a little work there. Like the Apostle Paul, he was traveling a lot, and when he could, he would work. He made tents. But also, he received, of those people who he served, he received of their substance, that he might continue the work unhindered. By having to, you know, always be tight, you know, an apostle who's traveling around can't have like a steady job. You know, he was a craftsman, so he could kind of take his job with him. Manufacture tents, sell them, you know, as he went. That's what he talks about in verse 6, the power to forbear working. To forbear, you know, it's whether they will hear or they will forbear, meaning to not work. Have not we power to not work? What he's saying is, don't we have the power to not work doing, I mean, again, meaning work in the sense of regular, like, labor. Because Paul worked. Again, here he says, I love this example, verse 7. Who goes to war for any time at his own charges? What soldier goes off to war paying his own way? Soldiers are, the country, or however, and these can be organized in different ways. But when you go off to war, your wages are paid by someone else. Because you have to focus on your warfare, on making war in whatever army you're in. You can't be a soldier and be like, okay, I'm a soldier from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., then I gotta go to work so I can make money so I can continue being a soldier. Soldiering is kind of a full-time job, especially when you're going to war. It's one thing if you're, you know, just a, well, not just, but if, let's say you're like, you know, a guardsman in America or something, you know, you just, you know, going every other weekend or whatever, or once a month, or, you know, but then when war comes, what? They gotta go, they're sent off. When they send them off to Iraq, do those guys have to pay their own airfare? Who pays it? The people for whom they're going to war for. The U.S. taxpayers, the government, whatever. We pay their way.